Virgin Galactic is making a rather credible claim that space tourism flights to 50 miles altitude will begin this year, 2019. Passengers on the rocket will get a certificate of having been in outer space. Europeans use a different criterion. One has to go up to 62 miles or 100 kilometers above the surface to be considered in space. Is there a rationale for either criterion? Well, an in-between one is defensible. It has to do with the ability to sustain flight at a constant altitude using aerodynamic lift, a wing deflecting air, and centrifugal force circling the Earth as it bends below you. Modern jet airliners are using almost all aerodynamic lift, which is hard to maintain in the increasingly thin air above about 40,000 feet, 8 miles, 13 kilometers. You need to fly faster the higher you go to get enough lift plus centrifugal force. A fast craft, such as Chuck Yeager's X-2 rocket plane, went higher, 24 miles or 38 kilometers, but got 98% lift. The great aerodynamicist Theodore von Karman at Caltech calculated that finally, at 86 kilometers, you'd essentially run out of lift and need to fly at orbital speed. What's the final relevance of 80 or 100 kilometers? Nations have agreed that space above this belongs to no nation and anyone can fly there above any nation. Oops, no final agreement has been reached. You can find more at krwg.org/programs/science-digest, including past segments.